It's lunchtime in Bangkok. This chicken noodle stand is busy, as usual, serving up its specialty, instant noodles in a rich, salty broth. Of course, patrons add their favourite condiments too, to make sure their dish tastes just right.
เป็นเรื่องของวัฒนธรรมแล้วล่ะเพราะว่าไม่รู้อ่ะมายังไงแล้วแต่เนี่ยน้ำเค็มน้ำดำน้ำใสอะไรก็แล้วแต่ปรุงไว้ก่อนก็จะประมาณนั้นเหมือนผมเองก็ติดเพราะเราเป็นคนไทยไง
The amount of sodium in this type of dish is surprising and unhealthy.
Just one packet of instant noodles can deliver almost an entire day's worth of salt, even before you eat anything else. And people also like to add soup.Eggs, meat, or sauces to their dishes, which pushes the sodium content even higher.
The country's love of food like this is fueling a health crisis. Thailand has a salt addiction. Its people consume far more sodium than recommended, and the consequences are visible in increasing rates of high blood pressure and heart disease.
คนมาแจ้งเหมือนมาติแบบน้ำซุปอ่ะก้นหม้อนะเค็มแล้วนะอะไรอย่างเงี้ยแต่ว่าถ้าแบบให้ปรับขึ้นให้มันเจือจางขึ้นไม่มี
Nearly 1 in 3 adults is now living with high blood pressure in the country. So officials are considering a new tiered tax on high sodium products. Initially, it's expected to cover snacks and eventually instant noodles. The proposal aims to push food manufacturers to reduce salt in their recipes and lower the country's soaring rates of heart disease, stroke, and kidney failure.
In the next 10 years, if we implement salt reform now, the hypertension case will decrease about more than 80,000 cases. And heart disease will decrease about 50,000 cases. So it's impact people's health and they will save life, will save many million people's lives from the NCDs.
It has the support of some in the medical community, alarmed by the growing burden of health issues from young people to old.
We know about the risk. We know that salt can cause a high blood pressure. Sweetened beverage can cause high sugar. Smoking is another thing we know, but we cannot. We fail to prevent that.To happen to our population. Seeing some country that use tax to tackle with the tobacco or salt or sweet diet, I think that's the way to do because you cannot alone just tell the patient not to do this, not to do that. Sometimes we need something like a top-down program to help us.
The proposal has sparked debate over whether taxation can succeed where education campaigns have struggled. And not everyone agrees it will do enough to change behaviours. Rather, it could just make food more expensive.
And somehow the manufacturer, the food manufacturer, they will adapt itself to this kind of tax. They will push this cost, the money that have to pay the tax to the government to the consumer.And in that case, it will never work.
Thailand already introduced a sugar tax back in 2017, aimed especially at beverages. It's already seen many domestic products drop their sweetness levels. Still, many people are chasing that sugar hit.
ส่วนใหญ่ 50% นี่หวานติดหวานหวาน100ค่ะหวาน 100% เลยใช่ลูกค้าที่นี่จะ 50% นี่ติดหวาน
Changing a nation's taste buds may prove harder than just passing. New tax.